WTOW News Time is 7:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. About 4% of Brazos County's more than 90,000 registered voters participated in early voting. County Clerk Karen McQueen says more than 3,500 cast ballots the last 2 weeks. McQueen says there was only one incident involving the new photo identification law. As previously reported, that involved an arrest for criminal trespassing after a man who wanted to vote refused to accept offers to help him get proper identification. A reminder, you can hear election night results tonight on WTAW. The Bryan-College Station business community came together last night for the Chamber of Commerce annual banquet.
The keynote speaker, A&M President Baum Lofton, saw half the crowd raise their hands when he asked if they employed Aggie students.
I also encourage you to embrace them and enjoy them as I do every day. See, I spend time every day with students. It keeps me sane.
Three annual awards were presented. Citizen of the Year to Ben Hardiman, Volunteer of the Year to Jim Mazurkiewicz, and Ambassador of the Year to Hans Hammond. Ben Downs was recognized for serving two consecutive years as board chairman.
I had a couple of things I wanted to do. One is I wanted to explain to young people around us the role of profits in serving a business, how profits provide jobs, how profits spur investment and growth and help support the nonprofit sector.
This year's chairman is Glenn Brewer.
Things are going great, but they can be even better if you personally will volunteer and get involved. I'm looking forward in this coming year to working with one of the best Chamber of Commerce boards that I'm aware of. We will not lose sight of our mission to enhance the economic well-being of the businesses in this community that we serve.
More comments and photos are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police have provided an update to a crash last Friday in front of the Toyo Ink plant, which killed both drivers and injured a three-year-old girl. Investigators say the youngster, whose name and relationship to the driver were not released, was riding in a safety seat at the time of the head-on collision on FM 2818. She was released from an Austin hospital on Sunday. According to a witness, the head-on crash occurred in the southbound lane when the southbound car crossed the center line. Then northbound SUV reacted by swerving into the southbound lane. Then the oncoming car returned to his lane. Employees from Toyo Inc., who removed the child from her car, also removed the driver of the SUV and extinguished a fire. The driver of the car was 26-year-old Timothy Baldabino Jr. of Bryan, and the driver of the SUV was 57-year-old Casey Richmond of Bremond. Today marks the 20th Meeting Planning Showcase hosted by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The CVB's Jordan Meserl says 45 vendors are ready to assist you.
If you're planning a wedding, if you're planning a reunion, if you're planning a conference, we have everything from videographers to caterers to event planners, even people that do linens, lighting, you name it all. It's just kind of the one-stop shop for anything event-related. You can plan an event in just the one day.
There's no cost to attend today's showcase, which runs from 10 until 3 on the A&M campus at the MSC. You have two opportunities this week to see the state courts in action on local college campuses. Tomorrow, the Blinn College Bryan campus hosts for the second consecutive year the Waco-based 10th Court of Appeals. The three-member panel will hear arguments in four cases in the morning at 10 and 11 and in the afternoon at 2 and 3 inside Blinn Student Center. The state Supreme Court takes up two cases on the A&M campus Thursday morning from 9 until noon in Rudder Theater. Free tickets are available at the MSC box office. One case involves an effort to prevent discovery of an anonymous blogger's identity, and the other takes up a dispute over unclaimed settlement proceeds from a class action case. At both A&M and Blinn, justices will take questions from the audience, the Supreme Court after they hear both cases, and the appeals court following their second case before breaking for lunch. One squirrel was responsible for power outages in two College Station neighborhoods for 90 minutes Saturday morning. College Station Utilities says the squirrel made contact with a switch that ties two feeder lines together. That affected almost 2,300 customers in the area of Copperfield and University and another 200 customers in the Spring Loop neighborhood. CSU crews also investigated reports of contractors digging into an underground conductor and birds causing the outages. While both turned out to be unfounded, the time taken to check resulted in taking more time to restore power. A city spokesman tweeted, "Our condolences to the squirrel, who is now, hopefully, in a better place." And Monday is the deadline to sign up for next Friday night's homecoming and reunion celebration at Brian Bachman Park that will help kick off College Station's 75th birthday. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says there will be food and live music by Chris Austin Martinez, who performs almost every genre of music.
And that goes from 6 to 10. It is $12 per person. We're not going to be accepting any walk-ups, but it's like the consolidated class of 63 is having their 50th reunion that weekend.
Okay.
So they're going to be there, but we've got about 220 reservations so far, so it's going to be a great event.
For ticket information, go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11 at 66 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Tonight on The Biggest Loser.
It is time for your first temptation.
Oh. Halloween may be over, but the candy has come back to haunt them.
This is awful. If I just look at candy, I gain like 5 pounds.
Then the Voice Live 3-night event continues.
You look up to Blake.
We all do. He's like 6'9".
The Voice is live after an all-new Biggest Loser. It all begins at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today, and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds will be with us today. There may be a shower or two. Temperatures 75 to 80. Clouds, the possibility of a shower tonight, 65 to 70. Showers, chance for a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs will be 70 to 75. The showers will end tomorrow night. It'll become partly cloudy. Lows are going to be around 45 degrees. And for Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Highs on Thursday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel up for the, exactly a semifinalist for the Davey O'Brien Award. The head coach for Mississippi State, Dan Mullen, spoke to the media yesterday, and G. Guerrieri is the coach of the year for the SEC. All that and more with sports at about 7:52.
There you are. Okay, so I need to correct. Tom Wolfe wrote the right stuff. We tried to give that to Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard just got the nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Not like Tom Wolfe needs us to tell, you know.
For a split second, I thought you were going to say Sam Shepard called in to tell us.
No.
That would have been cool, though.
Yeah, Tom Wolfe, he's the guy who's always wearing the white suits, you know. That's all he does. That's, you know him. Anyway, and then we have.
I thought that was James Brown.
White suits? No, James Brown never wore. Colonel Harlan Sanders and Tom Wolfe are the only people I know who wear white suits all the time, and Harlan Sanders is dead now, so there you go. But he makes a wonderful famous bowl, I hear. Anyhow.
My great-grandfather was a doppelganger for him, and people used to stop him and ask him if he was Colonel Sanders.
Really?
That's your trivia for today.
Well, he didn't have to grow the beard, you know. If he hadn't had the beard, he wouldn't have looked like him nearly as much, I'm sure, but I don't know.
You never know.
So we were mentioning earlier this morning that today is National Donut Day, okay? And we mentioned that because, you know, just in case
Mr. Downs,
someone important was listening.
Was listening, you know,
Mr. Downs.
Could help us celebrate National Donut Day.
Mr. Downs.
But once again, one of our brilliant callers calls to tell us he went by the donut place, and the donut place person told him that National Donut Day is actually in June.
Well, maybe there's more than one.
There could be. Hello.
Hey, good morning. You guys can't forget the other white suit wearers. You had Truman Capote and Marvin Zindler.
Well, Marvin Zindler, you're right. Truman Capote, sometimes.
Yeah, well, and, Marvin Zindler, we're more distracted by his hair. We don't really notice what he wears exactly, well, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm distracted by his hair.
Okay. Well, not anymore, but
I was distracted.
And wasn't his
I had
hair.
A childhood fascination with the hair on his head that may or may not have been his.
Yeah, wasn't. Part of it was, but the stuff on the, stuff on the sides, I think on the top it wasn't. Anyway. Fox just touched on this, but this has to do with the Obamacare sign-up deal, okay? And if you haven't heard the story about this, if you have, then hang on for a second. But if not, we know that the site crashed, right? Okay, that's bad. Or could it be worse that you actually do get onto the site, you do actually put your information in there just to kind of find out, because you need to fill out some of the forms so that you can know what your premiums might be. And then you decide, well, okay, no, never mind. And you decide not to move forward. But your supposedly secure information is sent to somebody who's not you. And that's exactly what happened. There was a guy who was trying to sign up, and his name was Justin Hadley. Managed to get through the bugs and log into the healthcare.gov site, only to find personal information about other people being presented to him by the ultra secure $500 million website.
Nice.
Is this the guy that called people?
Yeah, well, yes, he did. He contacted a South Carolina lawyer named Thomas Dougal. Mr. Hadley reached out to Dougal on Friday to notify him of this breach of information. Mr. Dougal, who spoke to, the Heritage Group that evening, said that he was evaluating health care options in early October and said that he was able to register in healthcare.gov, but decided that he was going to sign up for a different insurance. But they kept his information up there, and it was publicly available. Now, you tell me.
How is that a good idea?
Go ask your teenager what that's about, because you can maybe instill trust by, being able to have enough people log on anytime they want to beyond six, because apparently six is all you can get logged in. But let's say that they get it fixed, and you can log on to healthcare.gov now, okay? And you can look at it. But now, with this glitch, meaning that your personal information could be shared publicly without your knowledge, tell me, in what world are you ever going to feel secure about ever going to that website again?
Mm.
I mean, and again, if you don't understand that, then just go ask your teenager. They'll be glad to explain to you that whole deal about internet security.
Does it come with a free Carbonite?
Yeah.
Registration. Here's your health care and some free carbonite.
Right. 720. So just remember, that's one more thing. Once they get it fixed, why in the world should you ever trust it again that your information will just be kept private?
Did you see the reporter from ABC hammering the press secretary yesterday?
Yeah. What was that about?
He kept saying, basically, you know, Obamacare or healthcare.gov isn't working.
All right.
So you could call in, but it all still has to go through healthcare.gov. So even the person on the phone is taking your information and writing it on a sheet of paper. They're going to have to put it into healthcare.gov.
Okay. That's a little
efficiency.
Disappointing.
So no matter how you do it, even if you mail the forms in, there's somebody that's going to have to do data entry on the website that doesn't work.
And it's obviously, we can tell, oh so secure as well.
Oh, yes.
So, because that's exactly what you want to feel comfortable with. Hello?
I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but it was actually discovered during the Sebelius hearing on healthcare.gov that there's a little line buried in the source code that says no individual should expect privacy from any information sent on this site.
No.
And this information is subject to search and seizure and used for any purposes by any government agency.
Oh, very good. Thank you. All right. Because NSA doesn't have enough information.
How is this okay in the United States of America?
Well, it's not.
When did it become okay?
Okay, and I didn't see that report. I didn't know that source code was in there, but that's probably not a good thing. Probably not a good thing.
You suppose that was just one of the, like, generic disclaimers?
Well, but, you know, I believe there's that HIPAA Act out there, which is supposed to keep your health records pretty well.
Yes.
Pretty quiet.
I agree. I'm guessing somebody copy and pasted the rules on one website over to another website, and they went, oops.
Yeah. I'm just not impressed. Yeah. This is me being not impressed.
Yeah, it's a little scary, so we'll see. Coming up in the next half hour, moms, dads, speaking of your kiddos on the Internet, the top five favorite sites out there instead of Facebook. The top five favorite websites for them instead of Facebook. Just because, you know, you need to be able to discuss that with them. And you drop some of these website names on them, they go, whoa, how did you find out about that?
You need to be groovy and in on the childhood lingo.
Yeah. We've talked about how, let's grab a phone call here. Hello? 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 Now, that's when you talk. I say hello, and then you talk. Okay. Or you can hang.
They don't want to talk to you.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that. Well, you know, we've been talking about how, for any number of reasons, companies have been laying people off.
Mm.
And apparently Kellogg's is no different, laying off 7% of its workforce because of low cereal sales.
It's all them paleo people.
That's it. Snap and Crackle are gone, but Pop's hanging around.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Another one of those special events coming up from David Gardner's. It's the Rock and Roll Ring Weekend event. It'll be November 7th, 8th, and 9th at the store at 911 University Drive. You know about the website where Aggies get engaged, which is a pretty cool site. And if you're in that category, then go to the website and check it out. But make an appointment now with David Gardner's Platinum Bridal Specialist, because they are showing more and more about platinum. Platinum is 60% heavier, and it's 30 times more rare than gold. And it is what is happening right now as far as engagement rings are concerned. And right now with David Gardner, 0% financing for 12 months, so there's no reason for you to not have a look at platinum. Platinum bands, the only band that will last really for a lifetime. You can wear it every day. In fact, it grows stronger over time. 8 out of 10 women prefer platinum, guys. So go by and have a look. David Gardner has hundreds of platinum rings, and lots of things for you to have a look at. If you're walking in, absolutely, you say, I know nothing about this, that's all right. You're not alone. They understand that. So make your appointment during the Rock and Roll Ring Weekend, which is November 7th, 8th, and 9th, at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. David Gardner's, where Aggies get engaged. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net to find out about the Anchor Advantage. Here's the weather. High temperature today. By the way, a little slight chance of showers, but most of them are out of the way. Look for a high temperature today to be about 78 degrees. Then tonight, maybe a 40% chance of rain hanging in there. 66 will be our low. Tomorrow's where we have the big change. We'll get up to 72, but then there'll be a frontal passage. That'll give us a chance of rain at about 70%. And on the other side of that, winds will be gusting up as high as 25 miles an hour out of the north. So quite a change. Tomorrow night's low will be 46. Then we have sunshine for the rest of the week. High temperatures will probably be in the middle 60s, maybe up to the lower 70s. And the lows in the evenings will be in the middle 40s. So rain for the next couple of days, then clear skies and a nice on into the weekend. East winds right now at 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies, we've got 64 out there.
Let's get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
About 11:15 p.m. November 7, 2012, one of the last nails was driven into Romney's political coffin when Ohio was called for Obama. A year later, Ohioans are discovering what their vote got them. The Columbus Dispatch reports that in the last few weeks, Ohio employees have been reminded via their open enrollment packets how expensive their health care is. An employee benefits consultant forecasts that Columbus area workers are getting smacked with a 6.9% increase. Total cost per employee will come close to $11,000, the workers and the company share. That's the largest increase in the last 7 years. Nationwide, experts are expecting just the employees' cost to average almost $5,000. That's up 150% from a decade ago. Now, I know many of you Democrats in the Buckeye State expected different news. A certain leader who you put your faith in told you repeatedly that your health insurance premium would go down by $2,500, and you believed it. He also told you repeatedly that you could keep your health plan if you liked it, and you believed him. And yet, here you are. Your premium has gone up instead of down. Many of you lost that plan you liked. Your doctor's thinking about packing it in. And he may not even be your doctor anymore. You say to yourself, if only I knew then what I know now. You probably want a do-over. Now, let me tell you, if you ever hear Obama say, if you like your gun, you can keep your gun, you now know how to react.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends at Mahindra Tractors shared stories with me of one new satisfied owner after another. All spring and summer, many of you have found your way to a Mahindra tractor dealer, and positive first impressions go a long way. Now, here's one more reason to visit your local dealer. 98% of existing Mahindra tractor owners would recommend one to friends or family. Now, when was the last time 98% of people agreed on anything? Visit your local dealer today. See why 98% of Mahindra owners love this brand. See Mahindra's superior performance firsthand, folks. Get the industry's leading 5-year powertrain warranty and great financing offers on the world's number one selling tractor. Visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. At the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The city of College Station tweeted its condolences to a squirrel who is now hopefully in a better place. That's after it came into contact with an electric switch that caused a 90-minute power outage Saturday morning affecting two neighborhoods. College Station Utilities says 200 customers were affected in the area of Spring Loop and Chimney Hill and another 2,300 customers in the area of University and Copperfield. The outage lasted longer because CSU crews also checked into reports of birds causing the problem, along with contractors digging into an underground conductor. Neither contributed to the outage. The only survivor of a head-on crash last Friday in North Bryan is out of the hospital. Police say a 3-year-old girl who was in a safety seat was released Sunday from an Austin hospital. Her name and relationship to the driver were not released. A witness told investigators a southbound car with the driver and the girl crossed the center lane into the path of an oncoming SUV who moved into the southbound lane but was struck by the car who had returned to his lane. The crash was in front of the Toyo Ink plant. Employees went out and extinguished a fire that started in the SUV and pulled out the driver along with removing the girl from the car. The driver of the SUV was 57-year-old Casey Richmond of Fremont and 26-year-old Timothy Baldobino Jr. of Bryan. College Station's 75th anniversary is a week from Saturday, but committee chairwoman Linda Harvell says now is the time to register for next Friday night's homecoming and reunion celebration at Bryan Bachman Park from 6 to 10. Harvell says the event will be catered. The A&M Consol class of 63 will be having their 50th reunion, and there are already about 220 people signed up.
The cutoff is November 11th. You can go online to txtraders.com and buy your tickets. We've got Chris Austin Martinez performing for us. He's known as the Human Jukebox. He can sing just about every genre of music.
Harvell says they will not be accepting walk-ups on Friday night, so tickets must be bought in advance. At WTAW.com, you can find more information. Locally, the first round of early voting with the state's new photo identification law finished with only one incident. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says that involved a man who wanted to vote but was arrested for criminal trespassing after refusing assistance to get a legal card and refusing to leave. McQueen says more than 3,500 participated in early voting, about 4% of the more than 90,000 who are registered. After voting ends today, listen to election night coverage on WTAW. The annual banquet of the Chamber of Commerce was last night.
A&M President Bowen Lofton was a keynote speaker. In light of recent publicity about students populating residential neighborhoods near campus, he reminded the audience of the vitality and energy students bring.
So I urge you to be patient, be tolerant. When the music's a little loud and a few too many cars are parked in the street, remind yourself of the good that comes along with it.
Among those thanking Dr. Lofton was Ben Downs, who recently finished 2 years as board chairman.
The other item I wanted to work on was to lift the maroon curtain and get our business community and A&M to have a relationship so our businesses would know what the driver of our local economy is doing. Dr. Lofton has been the biggest proponent of this.
This year's chamber chairman is Glenn Brewer.
When business and commerce are flourishing, the arts, our nonprofits, our churches, and our leisure interests also flourish. Healthy businesses are essential for a healthy community.
Recipients of the Chamber's annual awards, Ambassador of the Year, Hans Hammond, Volunteer of the Year, Jim Mazurkowitz, and Citizen of the Year, Ben Hardiman. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, the Texas Supreme Court will hear arguments on the A&M campus, and for the second consecutive year, the 10th Court of Appeals from Waco will be on the Blinn College campus in Bryan. At both locations, you're invited to watch the legal arguments, followed by question and answer sessions. The nine justices on the Supreme Court will be at A&M's Rudder Theater Thursday morning, starting at 9. Free admission is by ticket only, available through the MSC box office. Two cases will be heard, one about a dispute over unclaimed proceeds from a class action case, and the other, an effort to prevent the revelation of the identity of an anonymous blogger. Over at Blinn, the three justices on the appeals court make their appearance tomorrow at the Student Center in Bryan. Two cases will be heard in the morning at 10 and 11, followed by the question and answer session, then two afternoon hearings at 2 and 3. And if you're in charge of arranging any size of function, you should check out today's Meeting Planning Showcase. 45 vendors are lined up for the event hosted by the Convention and Visitors Bureau the last 20 years. The CVB's Jordan Meserl says you can get a hand with weddings, reunions, conferences, or other events.
Not only do we want to showcase that you can accomplish a great event here in town, but then it'll attract future visitors as well and future people that want to host the conferences there. So, and then also look to the CVB as a place of knowledge and information that we can provide to help execute your next event or your next conference.
Today's showcase is at the A&M MSC from 10 until 3. There's no admission charge. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 66 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-7786. No membership necessary to purchase.
Vote Pena for Bryan City Council District 2. For years, we in District 2 have seen our tax dollars go towards improvements in other districts. The east side of town was developed with our tax dollars, and it's time to reinvest those tax dollars back into District 2. We need decent sidewalks, lighting, and roads in our district. My name is Rafael Pena, and I need your vote on November 5th to bring these issues before Bryan City Council. Vote Pena.
Paid political advertisement by the committee to elect Rafael Pena, Bryan City Council, District 2. Noe Guerrero, Treasurer.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Join News Talk 1620 WTAW for the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. We'll start comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center, starting when the polls close after 7 p.m. We'll keep you informed until the final results are in. Election night coverage Tuesday, November 5th, starting at 7 p.m., is sponsored by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Only on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
Good morning, 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of clouds today. A couple of showers are a possibility. Temperatures will be up to about 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll have clouds and maybe a shower or two come through tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow showers, the chance for a thunderstorm. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 45. Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and cooler with highs around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Obviously going to be a tough challenge playing one of the best, if not the best, offenses in the country.
That's Dan Mullen, the head coach for Mississippi State. We're playing them this weekend, and you'll find out more with that. Also, Johnny Manziel is up for the Davey O'Brien Award and an SEC Coach of the Year for A&M. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it in about 12 minutes.
7:40, we can all relax now. America's wealthiest people think the economy is doing just great.
Good.
5 years out from the financial crisis, a survey by American Affluence Research Center finds that the economic confidence level of the 10%, that would be people making over $800,000 a year, well, that score has jumped up to 93. So there you go.
See,
they're feeling good.
I hate to correct you, but if you're reading something from the Affluence Center, you have to finish it with, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think they have in their break room?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They probably
Ghirardelli have Ghirardelli chocolates.
They have attendance is what they have.
Yes, they do.
But take heart, you see, they're still budgeting. They plan to cut back on their holiday shopping this year, spending just $2,100 on holiday gifts, which is a 2% decline from last year.
Those greedy people.
Now, that's almost four times the amount the average holiday shopper would spend, but nonetheless.
Obviously, again, we need to remember the moral from yesterday. If you're not spending lots of money on your kids, you don't really love them.
That's true. The wealthiest 10% of families got half of all American income last year for the first time in history. The top 1% average income grew 31%.
How many of them were politicians?
Well,
out of curiosity.
That's pretty interesting. No, how many of them know politicians very well? Let's say that, because they do. But anyway, and I'm not saying that being wealthy is not good. Being wealthy is good.
When you
there
work
is no
for
doubt.
It.
Hard work, no doubt. Harder you work, the luckier you get, right? So that is a good thing. But just know that they're not concerned. And I suppose that they don't have to worry about what Obamacare is going to cost, right? Just saying. All right, here you go. I knew you wanted to know who the most followed person is on Twitter.
Is it Lady Gaga?
No, it's Katy Perry.
Ah.
Yeah, she's at 46 million people. So there. Lady Gaga is number three. Justin Bieber's number two. Number four, I don't believe this. I just don't. It says Barack Obama has 39 million followers on Twitter.
I believe it.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. I can see it.
Shows how easily people are impressed. Taylor Swift at number five. YouTube is number six. YouTube's not a person, but that's fine. And speaking of places where your kiddos may be going, moms, dads, going to try to help you be cool here. Your kids are out there chatting online, right? But where? Where are they? There are five other sites that they may be hanging out instead of Facebook. Number one is Snapchat. Now, see, the deal that's cool here is you're not leaving a footprint. This app gives photos or videos a shelf life of 10 seconds or less.
And supposedly.
They're saved somewhere, I promise
NSA's got them someplace, right? 350 million snaps are sent every day between their 100 million users, which is a lot. But generally, parents aren't going to be able to monitor that. Then there's one called Feed, which you may not have heard of. It's spelled P-H-E-E-D. They have not advertised at all. They have never advertised. What you can do there, live broadcast, create and share videos, post photos, or you can just rant if you want, and you have 420 characters to choose from. About 6 million users by the end of the year. And again, they have not even advertised. That's called Feed. PicArts, this app, hopes to morph into your social art community and bring masterpieces to children around the world. The portal features free photo editing and drawing tools, 77 million downloads on mobiles. Tumblr, now this one, you know, has been out there a while. This is a spot where you can do it all. You can blog, you can post your videos and your photos and all that stuff. 60% of U.S. American teens use Tumblr. By the way, 57% of the 19 to 25-year-olds do. And then Vine, 40 million users out there. They're an offshoot of Twitter.
Some of those are pretty funny.
There you go. So that's where your kids might be. Are you getting ready to pack and ship and do that kind of stuff for the holidays? Got some packing tips for you from the folks who used to work for FedEx and UPS.
Well, fabulous.
Okay?
Cool.
If you don't follow the packing instructions, remember they're not going to pay the damage. The collectible kitten plates. How's that? Plates with pictures of kittens.
Now, you know, Scott, it's possible that I have a kitten place at my home. Mm-hmm. I sure hope that's not a personal dig.
Plate. No, a plate. Not
I know.
Plate.
I yeah, have yeah. kitten yeah. plates, plates? Okay. At my home.
Well, if you don't want them to end up being shards in the bottom of the box, make sure that you pack them up the way that you should, or UPS and FedEx just won't. they won't pay the claim. Also, never write...
Fragile.
Never write that on the box, okay?
Then because, they drop it just for fun?
Well, no, because basically, a lot of the packages, I mean, what, the guys are going to stop and go, oh, wait, let me move this one more slowly than all the other 10,000 I have to because it says...
Fragile.
Yeah.
It must be Italian.
Yeah.
I think that says fragile.
Well, if it makes us feel better, yeah, you know, yeah, we could put it on there.
Camouflage it with a heartwarming gift. If your UPS or FedEx package handler touches 1,000 packages over a four-hour shift, you know, anything that might brighten their day would be a really neat thing. So give it to your small child and let them write the address in crayon. See, they'd kind of like that. See, because the holidays, something to brighten their day up, they might move it along a little faster. Don't send envelopes. These folks use high-speed equipment.
Wait, was that sarcastic?
What?
They do want it dressed up like
of
a present?
Of course, yes, of course. Have your kiddo, as long as they can write it legibly, you know, do the address.
I still can't tell if you're being serious
or
sarcastic.
No, I am. I'm being very serious.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, then I'll do that.
That's the other thing, is get your kiddos to start... Go get some newsprint or big sheets of white paper or plain paper.
Addict them to the postal service at a young age.
No. And get kids to draw and color on that and make that wrapping paper for mom on Christmas morning. No, that's a very good idea. Don't you reuse boxes. The problem is you got old labels on there, things like that. That can confuse the shippers because, remember, people aren't touching these things. Machines are reading them. So don't leave, you know, random barcodes and things like that out there. Or anything else.
See, I do read, do those, but you always scratch them out with a black marker or tape a paper over it.
Sure.
I do that too.
Oh, I said, so you're wanting to put people out of business who build boxes. Is that it? Oh, okay. I just needed to know where you were coming from on that. Okay, I got you.
Understand. It's hard to find a box at my house that has not been chewed by cats, let me tell you. Okay.
Or lived in.
Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
The Bible says there's a season for everything, a time to grieve and a time to dance. And this is especially important to understand if you're in the midst of grief right now. Be patient. It'll take some time before you feel ready to embrace life as normal. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Imagine looking out your window at a tornado bearing down on your home. The wind is howling and the roof and walls are tearing loose around you. Obviously, that's not the time to stand around and make plans for an upcoming party. No, you should be rushing to a safe place to weather the storm. Times such as these aren't when we look ahead. Instead, it's important to concentrate on surviving. emotional storms demand a similar response. If a loved one has died, for example, and your life has been torn loose around you, I hope you'll give yourself space to grieve. Often the demands of life force people back into a daily routine before they're ready, and that's why it's wise to seek help. With a trusted guide, you'll find that you can rebuild and begin to look forward to finding fullness and joy once again. In the meantime, for this season of life, allow yourself to find that healing. And there'll be a time for dancing when the seasons change once again. If you'd like to talk through your grief with one of our counselors, call us at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. I'm Jim Daly.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor Bryan. One of my proudest accomplishments has been improving the relationship with our sister city, College Station. For the first time in my lifetime, we've ended all lawsuits between the cities. But we've done more than end the fighting. We're now partnered on numerous projects from the biocorridor to police and fire protection, from jointly operating the landfill to recruiting new businesses to town. The best days for Bryan College Station are ahead. I'd ask for your vote to keep up the momentum.
Political ad paid for by the Jason Byinski campaign, Emmanuel Glockson, treasurer.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's 7:50. Johnny Manziel, the sophomore quarterback from Kerrville, Texas, was named one of Davey O'Brien's semifinalists for the nation's best quarterback, narrowed down from the starting quarterbacks from all 125 NCAA Division I football schools. Johnny is seeking to become just the fourth two-time winner of the award, which has been won twice by Ty Detmer of BYU, Danny Warfel of Florida, and Jason White of Oklahoma. The three Davey O'Brien finalists will be announced on the 25th of November, with the winner being announced at the Home Depot College Football Awards airing December the 12th, and that's on ESPN. The head coach for the 4-4 Mississippi State Bulldogs had his weekly press conference yesterday, and Dan Mullen had strong praise for the Aggies.
Obviously going to be a tough challenge playing one of the best, if not the best, offenses in the country. And I think the lowest number of points they've scored in the game is 41. They've done a great job. They have a lot of talented players. You look, they had several first-round draft picks last year. It looks like they're going to have a bunch more first-round draft picks this year. So obviously, an extremely talented football team playing the defending Heisman Trophy winner. So, you know, I think last week went from playing the best defensive player in the country to this week playing probably the best offensive player in the country.
This is the last home game of the year for the Aggs and could very well be the last time you'd have a chance to see Johnny Football play at Kyle Field. Odds are he's going to end up going to the NFL next year. Pregame is set for 1:30, kickoff at 2:30, and it's live start to finish on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M soccer coach G. Guerrieri was named the SEC Coach of the Year. That's voted on by the league's head coaches, and it marks the first ever SEC Coach of the Year honor for Guerrieri, who got the award twice with the Big 12, but never in the SEC. The Aggies led the SEC with 5 players on the 27-player All-League squad. The conference announced that yesterday. The Aggies had 2 players named to the All-SEC first team, including midfielder Shea Groom and defender Megan Strait, goalkeeper Jordan Day, defender Leah Edwards, and midfielder Kelly Minogue garnered All-SEC second-team honors, and A&M forward Liz Keister was named to the 11-player SEC All-Freshman team. Update now on the Houston Texans coach. ESPN reported that Texans coach Gary Kubiak was treated at the hospital with medicine that's designed to break up clots consistent with that of a person who suffers a stroke. Specifically, Adam Schefter said that there was no diagnosis specifically given, but here's J.J. Watt following the press conference.
Our thoughts are with Coach, and obviously we're hoping he's okay.
sounds like he might be okay, but we really don't know enough to say anything. So I hope he's all right.
Jump over to Monday Night Football last night, where the Chicago Bears upset the Green Bay Packers 27-20 to create a three-way tie atop the NFC North among the Bears, the Packers, and the Detroit Lions. Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers hurt his non-throwing shoulder on the first series, and the Packers offense was not able to do anything with Seneca Wallace at the helm. Here's the Packers coach, Mike McCarthy.
I just had a chance to speak to Aaron before he went into the training room. He has a shoulder injury. They want to run more tests. They don't have an exact diagnosis is where we are. So we'll have more information for you probably tomorrow.
NFL squads have an IR list. That's injured reserve. Now they may need him for the coaches, saying this is Coach Fox's team. Denver Broncos interim coach Jack Del Rio says his job is just to keep the 7-1 team running until Fox comes back. Broncos GM and former Pro Bowler John Elway said Fox was comfortable with Del Rio taking the reins.
I feel great about Jack, and I think that John was on board also, and the fact that I thought that Jack was the guy that would be the best fit. Also has great experience and a great football coach, and so thought that Jack could come on and carry on what John has done so far with his team, but also add his part to it, and think that we'll be able to move ahead and hopefully not miss a beat.
The 58-year-old Fox is recovering after having an aortic valve replaced in an operation that he'd hoped to delay until after the Super Bowl.
Ball against Jeremy Lin. The lob. That might be the one on Fox Sports Live.
Unfortunately for the Rockets, they saw a lot of that. J.J. Redick scored 19 of his 26 in the first half to lead seven players in double figures in the L.A. Clippers past the Houston Rockets. 137-118 in a real defensive game. That's the raw first loss for the Rockets, and Dwight Howard's return back to the Staples Center. And finally, A&M softball team's exhibition doubleheader against Houston has been bumped up to today from yesterday. They'll play at 6 and at 8, assuming the rain holds out. And the Aggies and Cougars will play at the Collins Park in Spring, Texas. The twin bill was originally scheduled for tomorrow. Both games are free and open to the public. And that's your sports, brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Click SiegertOneHour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SiegertOneHour.com.
At first sign of a cold, many people reach for vitamin C. Did you know that vitamin C was first recommended for treating the common cold in the 1970s? Since then, researchers have found that using vitamin C to prevent a cold is inconsistent and generally ineffective for treating a cold. However, vitamin C is an essential vitamin and antioxidant used to form collagen and maintain bones, muscles, and blood vessels. You can find your best source to be in oranges and citrus fruits. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
The MSC Wiley Lecture Series presents Boots Off the Ground, a 21st Century American Military. Join us as we welcome Ryan Crocker, former ambassador to Afghanistan and Iraq, David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times and foreign policy specialist, and retired General Stanley McChrystal, former commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Make plans to attend Boots Off the Ground, a 21st Century American Military, on November 8th at 7:30 at Rudder Auditorium. Tickets at the MSC box office or online at boxoffice.tamu.edu.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. California woman cannot recognize her own reflection.
Is that some kind of a disorder?
Prosopagnosia is what it's called. Tara Fall of Menifee, California, suffers from this rare condition. It's also known as face blindness. She cannot recognize her own face or the faces of anyone else in her life.
Weird. Does she recognize voices at
least? Well, yeah, apparently. Problems started 10 years ago when the then 27-year-old underwent surgery to treat seizures. During that operation, she suffered a stroke, which damaged the right hemisphere of her brain. Her idea of what she looks like is the same, is still that same 27-year-old woman. She is.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's, and again, and I was reading another story about that lady who had been injured, I think, in an accident, and she's a photographer.